Well, good morning, church. Thank you. It's so good to be with you today and to be back home in the United States and have my feet right here on this wood at Nettles Island. I want to say for a moment this morning, thank you for your prayers for our team and all. We're going to share a little bit later about all of that with you today. But I just want to open the service with a word of prayer. I want us to just offer our hearts and our lives to the Lord this morning afresh. This is a brand new day that the Lord has given to us. And so we can give Him our heart, we can give Him our life, we can say, God, do something great, do something special in my life today. Draw me closer in fellowship, in relationship with You. Amen. Today is also Sanctity of Human Life Day across America. And so we want to pray for those little unborns. We're going to pray for our nation. We need a turnaround in that, don't we? God's a God of life, not death. He comes to bring life. He died so we could live. And so we want to honor Him today, and we want to remember today that we are pro-life people. We love those little babies, and they are known to Him. So join me this morning as we pray, and we'll just pray over Sanctity of Life Day today, and we'll just honor the Lord as we give Him this day. Father, thank You for this morning. Thank You, Lord, for bringing all of us together in this service. Lord, You know every situation. You know every concern. You know, Lord, if today is a wonderful day or just a good day or if it's just kind of a struggle day in our lives, You know all about that. But Father, we choose to come into this sanctuary. We choose to lay our burdens down at Your feet. We choose to lift up our hearts and our voices and to worship and to honor and to magnify You. Father, we thank You today that there's a day that's set aside to honor the unborn. Father, we ask today that You would just move on hearts. Lord, start within the body of Christ. God, make us people that are prayer warriors that will pray and intercede. Lord, we thank You for CareNet. We support them as missions. And God, they're doing a wonderful work in our region here as they are saving little babies' lives, as they talk with moms that come in to have abortions, and then they turn their thoughts and their minds, and they give them hope, and they give them a faith to trust in Jesus, and little lives are being born. Bless CareNet today. God, we pray today that You would move on America. God, this is something that goes up that is, I know it's got to be a thing that brings anger to You. It's a stench in Your nostrils. God, we need a transition. We need transformation in this. God, I pray that this would be a year that, God, things would begin to turn and that God would come back into so many places that You've been pushed out of. God, as we offer this day to You, we offer our lives. We offer our hearts. We offer all that we are. Bless this day. Bless our communion that we'll come to later as well. God, make us ready for it. We give You all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Steve's going to lead us. Let's worship. Open your heart today. Open your voice and just let God be blessed and honored with your worship.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord worshiping Him this morning. We're going to start off with, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sing with me this morning. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath the flood. All their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying feet rejoice to see that fountain in His name. And there may I, though vile as He, wash all my sin away. Wash all my sin away. vile as he washed all my sins away. Since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing womb sublime, and redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die.
Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Are you thankful for the cleansing blood of Jesus this morning? Amen.
Sing, what can wash away my sin? Us, and what can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And for my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And no precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness, oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And sing, oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for your good singing this morning.
Yeah. Amen. I want to take a moment just to welcome anyone that may be visiting with us for the very first time today at Nettles Island Church. It's always a delight to have new friends with us. And if you came via a friend's invitation, or you saw something in the bulletin downstairs, or just heard about the church, we're just so glad that you're here today. And we just want to welcome you, and we honor you today for being with us. And we have a little booklet. It's called the Bible Promise Book. It's got some of the best little promises, and they're all indexed. And so in times of prayer, in times when you're seeking the Lord for something, maybe wisdom, or when you're going through a trial, you're looking for that specific verse, this little book will help you to do that. We'll have these little books available after the service at the information desk, the back right corner back here. And I will be back there. I'd love to just either shake your hand or give you a fist bump and present you with one of these books and personally welcome you to Nettles Island Church. So glad that you're here. It's good to see all the rest of you today. I have to tell you, I missed you last week. Last Sunday morning when you were starting your first service, I was on this, I call it a rickshaw, but it's called a motor car. But it's like a rickshaw, except that it has a motorcycle on the front and two wheels on the back and a bench seat and a cover. And I was on my way to church for prayers. They do prayers there an hour before. And about the time I was traveling, I was your time to start. And I was thinking about you, prayed for you, and asked God to just bless the day. And I understand that He did. And so thankful for that. And it's just good to be home, to be with you today. Today's benevolence offering. And we have those offering envelopes we've been putting out the last couple of weeks. I know they're out again today if you need one. And if you're going to give a gift in the benevolence, please use an offering envelope. It'll make it easier for the counters after the service. And you can grab one of those at the table in the back. There may be some even over here at this little table too. And so grab one of those at some point and just use that little offering envelope. I understand we have a little girl named Shelby Antoon. Did I say her last name right? Okay. She works here on the island and she lives here on the island. She was in a severe car accident. And so we're going to use benevolence monies that we collect this week to help with her needs. And I'm thankful that you are so generous. I'm thankful that you're such a giving church. You are just amazing. And so that helps us to bring the hands of Jesus to people, the life of Jesus to people, and to love them, not only by telling them about God's love, but in a tangible way. Next Sunday night, we've got our first concert in the series. The Hope Sound Bible College Gospel Concert Choir is going to be here with us. I think it's like 54, 55 of them. They're going to fill this platform up like they did last year and right down in the front with the orchestra. And if you were here last year, wasn't it a wonderful time? I mean, what an anointing that just settled down. The presence of the Lord just came into this service as those young people, they began to sing and to minister and worship the Lord, and God was honored in that. And then they began to share their testimonies. And you and I, we all have children and grandchildren that we're praying for and we're believing for, and it's just an encouragement, and it charges our heart in a positive way to see what God can do and what He is doing in young people's lives. And so I want to encourage you to come on out next Sunday night. The concert starts at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. Up until then, they'll be setting up and getting everything ready. So if you want to get here at 5:30 to pick your best seat, you can do that and join us for that concert. You can bring a friend. We'd love to fill this place up. It was pretty full last year, but we can even do a little better this year. So I want to say thank you for just praying this week for that concert, that God would just do mighty things like He did last year. I have a little note here from the Vanderklocks, from Andy and Joyce. They've had some health issues, and they sent a little note in, and I received it this week, and it's really addressed to us as a congregation, so I want to read it to you. And Andy and Joyce write this. They said, "We would like to thank the congregation for cards, phone calls, prayers, and all your concerns. We are doing good and hope to be back in Florida soon. The Lord has been very good to us." Amen. Thank you for your prayers. They've been on at times on our prayer sheet, and you pray for them, and God is working and moving, and I thank you for that. One little last announcement is communion cups this morning. Trust that you received your communion cup when you came in. And we don't have with us in-house today receptacles as you leave. But if you go out those doors, there's a trash receptacle. You can drop your communion cup there. Go ahead and just tell me. I can't read. We're using the red buckets. Okay. All right, everything got kind of turned around. So there's a little red bucket right there, a little red bucket right there. Thank you for letting me know that. And those will be the receptacles as you go out, so you don't have to take those empties home with you today or find a place after you leave the premise. Amen. We're going to move into just a little moment of sharing about our Peru trip. The Perseys are with us today, and I want to personally thank John and Jan for organizing this trip. This is not their first trip. They've been going, your fourth or fifth year now, and I was just privileged and honored to be a part of their team this year. And they did a wonderful job, man. John and Jan put together and organized the travel arrangements and the schedules and all the itinerary with the church there, and they are tremendous. I mean, if you need somebody to organize your life, you call these guys. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but You may have to feed them something good. But John and Jan, thank you. You know, when you take a missions trip, you go to minister to people. You go to serve others. You go to a place that you know is not going to be like home. It's not going to feel like home. The amenities and the wonderful comforts of home, you can just forget about that. Do you like cold showers? I really don't either, even though I had them for a week. But I learned to live with it. You learn to deal with it. Food's all different. The culture's all different. But it's the most wonderful thing that you can experience. I got to thinking the last missions trip I'd been on was in 1984. I was just a kid. Life goes by. We had just the most wonderful, wonderful week in Iquitos, Peru, with the pastors and the staff and the church and the families. We're going to share about that. But before we do, I've got a little video clip that I found on YouTube. Now, the only caveat with this is that when they begin, it's right before COVID started. But it says everything I wanted it to say. And so I took it. And though it's a couple of years old, it's current. And the people that are in it that you're going to see in the church, except for the actual addition that John and Jan and the team built last year, won't be on the building. But you're going to see a bird's eye view of the church property, and you're going to see what their ministry is all about. And then we're going to share just our personal experience and what it meant to us. So God bless you as we share together the video.
My name is Nelton Noriega. She's my wife, Bethany Noriega.
And we've been missionaries in Peru for 11 years. We would love to show you more about our ministry. Nelton and I, along with four other pastors, 18 other full-time administrative staff, and close to 120 servers, lead Genesis Church.
My name is Riley Brinkman.
And I am Lucas Kirchhoff.
And we are both missionaries from Clear Lake, Iowa, working, serving, and on staff at Genesis Church. When Genesis Church moved out of the city 4 years ago, as a team, we prayed and asked God to show us where He wanted to build this church. The purpose of our church is to make disciples who make disciples. After time in prayer, He brought us to a community that is very poverty-stricken, has a lot of gang violence, and full of teens stuck in drug and alcohol addictions, prostitution, and broken families. In the middle of all of this is where God brought us to plant Genesis Church.
So how do we win these people for Christ?
Glad you asked. Cell groups, which meet in homes throughout the city, are the main place where we win the lost. Anyone is welcome. And most people are willing to come because of the non-threatening environment of being in a home. Once they come to Christ, they are already linked into a community that is there to help them grow. Once a leader is approved to open a cell group, they aren't just left alone to do it. There is someone over them, leading them, guiding them, and shepherding them in how to lead others. Leaders of cell groups aren't theologians with Bible degrees, simply disciples willing to be responsible for another disciple. The leader is there to help them grow, know, and live out Christ throughout the week. We don't want anyone to walk alone, and a cell group provides an incredible place for community, accountability, and encouragement to keep going. Encounters are the next step in spiritual growth. This is where people initiate a relationship with Jesus Christ or go deeper in their faith by experiencing who Jesus is. They face past hurts, wounds, bitterness, unforgiveness, or anything in their past that has held them back and kept them from moving forward. This happens through experimentally knowing the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Many disciples enter new freedom and purpose in their lives during this weekend encounter. They come out transformed and wanting to serve Him with their whole lives. We waste no time in inviting them to serve. Entrance level service at Genesis is Welcome Team. It's amazing to walk into church and find a new person waiting to welcome you. Some of these kids you may never meet until walking into church on a Sunday morning and shaking their hand. Welcome Team is more intentional than just shaking someone's hand, though, which some of the kids don't even know how to do properly. Welcome Team is where character and humility formation take place. Public relations and manners are the obvious things they are learning, but other things like cleaning and church presentation, being responsible and orderly, are other important parts of this ministry. Once an individual has completed 8 weeks of service, they can consider another area of service if they desire. Other areas include worship team, children's ministry, women's ministry, lights and sound, helping out with a discipleship training school, security and cleaning. They can be a cell group leader or assistant, or help out with encounters. Oh, and not to mention production, who are responsible for making this video. Discipleship doesn't just happen through service. We also provide an opportunity to grow deeper spiritually through classroom teaching. This comes through our discipleship training school called CAFE. We require and teach how to do daily devotionals and memorize scriptures. Students learn values and principles of the faith and train in how to lead and serve in cell groups or other areas of ministry. We currently have nearly 150 students enrolled in CAFE, with more classes being opened as more people come out of their encounters. In addition to spiritual formation, we want to equip young people to be a positive contribution to society. Genesis is after a heart of empowering and raising up the youth. We've seen the lost become found and disciples made through one-on-one discipleship. This happens through a barbershop run by Hunter Solomon. Hunter has already won and discipled 4 young men who now work in his business. In addition, we give opportunities through a chicken farm, where young boys go to live out at camp, otherwise known as Hidden Creeks Bible Camp, home to Bethany and Nelton. During this time, they learn to run a farm. They learn to be responsible. They learn to work. All the while, Nelton is intentionally and personally discipling them. There are currently 9 young people living at camp, with anywhere from 9 to 20 people who have called camp home in the last year. So you may be wondering, is there any way I can be involved? The answer is absolutely. We love hosting short-term mission trips. It's probably one of the highlights of the year. Starting in 2021, we would love to reinitiate short-term mission trips. There are always projects to do, whether at camp or church. We are constantly renovating and remodeling to make room for more growth. We also love working with teams in different things like evangelisms, conferences, and continual training and development for our leaders. Another way you can be involved is through prayer. This for us is one of the most important things. We believe that everything we are doing is because people are praying. Church is growing faster than we can even keep up. Prior to COVID, we were bursting at the seams of our previous property. After much searching and praying, we began renting our current property. Though through COVID, we didn't understand why we moved into such a big property when the 4 walls were forced closed, we have seen the harvest of that time. Now we are seeing the reason why we needed such a big building. Our building that once made us feel so small is now seeming small to us. There's too much happening to be able to share in just one video. So to hear more, you'll just have to come down to Peru to see it for yourself.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
Thank you for praying with us.
And God bless you.
Steve, I need your mic. Amen. That's just a little taste of what we experienced this past week and what John and Jan experience each January when they go down. And sometimes they go more than once a year to minister there. And the church is growing. And as I said, they've added the extension that Jan and John's team put up last year when they were down. And more people are being saved. And the work of God is being accomplished just in an amazing way. And I just want to say very quickly, and then I'm going to turn this over to John and Jan to give you just let them share an insight of this trip. But my experience when I arrived, I really didn't have any preconditioned thought
I just knew I was going to a third world country to hopefully be a blessing. And the purpose of this trip was to engage leadership and minister to them and just relate back and forth and be available to answer questions, to pray with them. And we did all of that. We had a tremendous week with their pastor staff and their leadership team and worshiping together. But what was so amazing to me was the way that they do church. They mentioned in the video today that their growth is based out of cell groups. And when you think about cell groups, and I know that's not a new term, it's nothing that's new to us in America, but they do cell groups the way the book of Acts did fellowship. And God blesses that. They're so intertwined and interrelated one with the other. And when someone gets saved, they are not just saved and said, "Hey, God bless you, we'll see you next Sunday." They're brought into the family. And there's just this wrapping of love and devotion and commitment around that person and steadfastness to them. And I was so amazed. It's a very young church, a little opposite of what we are. But, I'm okay being our age, and I'm okay that you're your age. I'm just saying, when I get down there, these are all young people in their 20s and 22 and 18 and 16, and then little children. And there are some folks that are a little older that are there, but the majority of them are young people. And, you know, that excites my spirit, because we think, do the young people in the world today even care about the things of God? And you see that happening. And so I went to be a blessing. And as usually happens on a missions trip, the blessing turns around and comes back. And so it was a week of just introspection, a week of just asking God to just move in my heart and in my life, make me more that I could be for Him. As I saw things that were being accomplished and done for the kingdom, it just made me want that for us as well. And I'm not saying we can bring the same culture back in, but we can certainly understand that God's pleased when His model of doing church, the book of Acts, is being actually fulfilled in this day and age in our world today. And so, John and Jan, thank you for letting me join your team and be part of it. And I hope I wasn't too much of a pain in the you-know-what. And I tried not to be. But anyway, I had the best time. And I want to thank all of you for your prayers, for your love, for your commitment. So many of you have said to me, "Hey, we had you in our prayers. We had you in our prayers." I even had somebody that was texting me every day with praying hands. And I loved it. I just was like, wow, what a church. You know, you sent us out or supported us as we went out. And then the prayers and the commitment were there. And that makes all the difference in the world. So I thank all of you today for your love and your compassion for us and for the lost and for world missions. Jan, you next.
Thanks so much for letting us take Pastor Rob with us. It's one of those places, and I know you can't all go there, but that you just really can't experience it until you are there, and you feel the love from the people and their desire for God to serve Him. It's just completely inspiring. And I just want to talk a little bit about their cell groups. I mean, we here in the United States, we have small groups, which are wonderful. But a lot of times you pick your small group from the people at church, and then you meet and you have fellowship and you do Bible study. When they have cell group, they go out. Nothing exists before they go. They go out to a community, and they start going from house to house, just asking people if they'd be interested in, or in the playground with the kids and stuff like that. And then they have to find a place to meet. They don't have a church or anything in that. So they're praying that God will open up a home for them to meet in. And God does. And sometimes it's a patio. But and then these are some of them are teens, and some of them are in their early 20s, and that's about it. They go out and they gather these people together. They start telling them about the Lord, sharing the word, and it's just amazing to watch. I mean, how many of us go out into our neighborhood to find people to bring together to introduce them to the Lord? So it's always a challenge for me to go, and thank you so much for your prayers and support with us.
I got a message last night from Pastor Milton for you. First, he wanted to thank the church that allowed their pastor to take off for a week. So Pastor Nelton, he's Peruvian. You saw him on the video, him and Bethany. They're the main pastors. But they wanted to make sure I thanked the church for allowing Rob to go with. And they said, Rob, thanks for coming. And he told me, he says, tell Rob, next year you have to preach. Praise the Lord, because I'm off the hook. They'll give you a translator. You saw that. But anyway, the cell groups, Janet talked about the cell groups. They started a new thing, interest groups. And so these cell groups, they go out to the plaza, a big park, whatever, around, and they take their money and they buy different things. And so one of them, they had a raffle. I think they gave away probably about 60 bags of rice and some candy bars. So they give tickets out, and they start calling the numbers for a raffle, and they come on up, and then they share their testimonies, and they have good Christian music going and stuff, and then they invite these young kids to come to Generation Genesis, which is a Sunday school, and they invite the adults to come to church, and the young people to come to what they call Real Love, is their youth group. And so they just take and do this. And then we went to another one, and they did karaoke. And everybody that came and sang, they took and prayed over them. And they invited them all to this. And I got a picture last night from Pastor Nelton. They ran out of room for the youth. And he says, we have 70 youth, and they stick them in a room about twice the size of this platform, I would say. And they stand there like this, and they're afraid to raise their arms because maybe they didn't get their deodorant on. But anyway, they said, well, let's start having that on Saturday night. And last night was their first Saturday night with the Real Love. And they had it in that new edition. And he sent me a picture, and I started counting. There was 102 teenagers out last night for Real Love. That's exciting, you know. And in church Sunday morning, when we were there Sunday morning, there was, what's his name? Not Andrew, the other one. Dustin. Dustin comes up, he goes, you know we had over 500 people in church this morning? I says, yeah, I know. When I was on the platform, it looked like it was pretty full. He says, yes. He goes, we may have to start a second service if this keeps up. So God is working down there, and it's exciting, the ministry. I have to tell you what my favorite part was. Sunday night, they had this 4 years ago, this one young man, he's sharing. He goes, 5, 6 years old, I was basically kicked out of my house. I lived on the streets until I was 8. And he went to Pastor Nelton's house, start living there. And so I meet him. The first time I meet him, he was like, I think, 13. And he goes, he's sharing his testimony, just bawling. He goes, I don't even see mom and dad anymore. I don't even know who my grandparents are. You know what it's like not to have a grandpa? I lost it. I got up. His name is Rooster. I call him Rooster. And I give him a hug, and I go, I'm going to be your grandpa. And that boy just bawled and bawled. Well, anyway, this past year, he told Pastor Nelton Bethany that he's been living with them, and he goes, I think I need to expand and be out on my own. And they said, think about the choices the young men, 3 young men that left this year and where they're at today and the choices they've made. Okay, I'm going to stay. But he was not really wholeheartedly living for the Lord. And so Sunday night, worship is going on after the message, and I see Rooster walk. I'm standing in the back, and he comes walking in front of the sound booth, and I'm standing there. He starts to walk towards me. He walks away twice, and he's over here just fidgeting. I go, and I put my arm around him like this, and I, Rooster, how's this cortisone? That's heart. I said, how's this cortisone? Your cortisone good? Your cortisone bad? I said, oh. He goes, I said, you got to answer me, man. Is it good, bad, or what? And he goes, like that. I said, Rooster, you want to go forward and we talk about this with the Lord? No. So I just stood there. And I asked him again. He goes, he starts crying and shaking. I said, Rooster, I'll go with you. You want to go forward? And he went that night and did business. It was exciting just to be able to share and be part of that. And that's what it is down there. Just making disciples one-on-one. Young people coming, and then the young people bring mom and dad. So there is an older part of this congregation, too, that you see on Sunday. Oh, yeah, there was gray hair. You didn't see him come up and give me a hug. There was a lot of gray hair. And some of them I've known now for years, and they come, thanks for coming back, Juan. I go, my pleasure. So thanks for letting Rob go, and thanks, Rob, for going.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It was a tremendous trip, and if you get a chance to go in the future, I would encourage it. Just get ready, because you'll not come back the same as when you went. Now, as far as the focus of missions this morning, we are privileged and honored to invite Dick and Nancy Geerling. Would you come and stand at the front? And I'm going to ask the board to come stand behind them. They're getting ready this week to head off to do a missions trip in Guatemala. I love it. I love that this church has a missions heart. And I told them when they said they were leaving, would we pray for them? I said, we're going to pray and send them as a congregation. So Dick and Nancy, would you turn this way? And would the board stand behind them? Just circle them. Put your hand on their shoulder if you would. We're going to just pray over you guys. And congregation, you've been seated a long time. Would you stand and maybe extend your hand this morning this way, that God's going to bless this couple and their team, that everything that He has purpose to do in Guatemala with these boys and girls at the orphanage, at the school, in the community there, at the church, God's going to use you guys. I don't just feel it, I know it, because I'm just coming on the other side of it. He's going to use you. We're going to pray the anointing of God upon you in a mighty way. We want God to bless them, watch over and protect them. So let's pray together. Would you just extend a hand this morning? Father, we thank you that this is a missions-minded church. God, we're a church, we give to missions, but not only do we give of our finances and our resources, but God, we have people here that has a heart that beats for missions, for winning the lost for you from around the world. You said go into all the world, not just into America. And God, I thank you for this church. I thank you, Lord, for the Geerlings that are standing before us today. And Lord, we can surround them and we can raise a hand toward them and we can pray over them today. And I pray, Father, that the power of God would just begin to settle upon them today. God, that you would send your angels to protect them, that you would cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, as they travel this week, that you'll be in the travels. God, as they set their feet on that land and as they begin to move and minister, God, that you'll just keep them healthy and strong and keep them from sickness and keep them from disease. Lord, just wall them in with the protective care of Jesus. Father, may they just have words to say, and as they share their lives and share their hearts, as they build, as they give, as they share medicine skills with these people and provide for them and all the different things that they're going to do, may Jesus be lifted up.
May Jesus be exalted above all. And Father, we pray that you'll give this team, this couple, and this team that they're with the greatest of harvest. God, that there would be multitudes of souls that would come to know Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we just commit this couple, the Yearlings, to you right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you guys. Have the best trip. And we'll wait to hear from you when you get back. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. As we prepare ourselves this morning for our communion, our choir is going to lead the way to just opening our hearts and lives with a special anthem, a medley on the blood of the Lamb. And so I invite the choir to come and minister to us. And then we're going to worship and come into communion together this morning. Thank you, choir. What a beautiful anthem as we prepare for communion today. And I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and stand one more time as Steve comes back to the piano. And we're going to sing that beautiful anthem, The Old Rugged Cross. I want you just to prepare, as I prepare my heart today, to just be ready to minister and receive the elements in just a little while. Amen. God bless you.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was laid. And so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. And so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And to the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. Oh, then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. At this time, we're going to go into communion. Let's worship together.
that you're a believer. I hope you're a believer this morning. If you're a believer and you say, what does that mean to be a believer? It means that you have said, Lord Jesus, I admit that I've missed your mark, that I'm a sinner, that I've failed you, that I've failed your ways. I'm not deserving of heaven, but I put all of my faith and I put all of my trust in your grace and in your mercy. Jesus went to the cross so I wouldn't have to die in my sin. The Bible tells us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, that he took the bread, just as we have bread, and he blessed it, and then he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he told them to take and to eat, that this bread was his body that was broken for them. So we break it today. Remembering all the suffering that Jesus went through for us. He loves you this morning. Loves you this morning. So we're going to take this and we're going to bless it. And we're going to partake together. Father, we thank you and we praise you this morning for the cross of Christ, for your body that was broken. Lord, it started way back in the middle of the night when you stood before Caiaphas the high priest, and they would beat you and punch your face and pull at the hair on your beard. Then they took the crown of thorns and they pierced your head with it. They spit upon you. Then they led you out and they beat your back so mercilessly. And finally, they laid you upon the cross and they nailed your hands and they nailed your feet. And with a thud, they placed you high in the air for all to see. And then a soldier came by and he pierced your side. So much brokenness that we might be made whole. Father, thank you for your body. Thank you that you took all of that suffering for us. Thank you that you paid that ultimate price that we might be made whole this morning, that our bodies could be made whole, that our spirits, our souls could be made whole. So, Father, we ask you to bless this bread. Nourish our bodies. Nourish our souls and our spirits as we receive it together. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's partake. The Bible says that following the bread, Jesus reached and he took the cup from across the table after supper. And he said, this cup is my blood shed for you for the remission of your sins. And then he said this, he said, as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you show, you reflect and remember and honor my death until I come. So he gave us that mandate to do what we're doing today. And as a believer this morning, as we take this cup in our hands, as we get ready to receive it, let's thank God. None of us are worthy of heaven. None of us are worthy to be saved. None of us could have ever earned the right. God knew that, and that's why God the Son came, allowed his blood to be spilt. That blood covers us today, and God the Father sees us as sons and daughters. He sees us as righteous. We wear the robe of righteousness because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for your blood. Thank you for this juice that we hold in our hands that represents that blood. As we partake of it today, we give you thanks for the salvation that's so free to us, offered to us simply by grace, undeserved favor. So, Lord, may our lives be transformed. May we have a desire today as we fulfill in partaking of this cup to live out our lives, leaving this place to be more like Jesus, to let your righteousness and your holiness and your goodness and your presence flow through us. We ask you to bless this cup to us now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's partake. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you would give us this opportunity today. And I do pray, Lord, that you would just strengthen and bless each one as we share in this moment together. Give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Would you stand with me as we sing Because He Lives as our closing anthem? Sing it with your heart today. Just sing it unto the Lord as your worship unto Him. We can face anything that comes because Jesus is with us. He's not only our Savior and our Lord today, but He's our King, and He's our champion, and He's our victor. So let's sing it together.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. And because I know He holds the future and life is worth the living just because
today, we trust you today, and as we depart from this service, we ask you to place your hand of protection and blessing upon us. Lead us and guide us. Use us, Lord, as missionaries this week on Nettles Island to touch a life. Lord, to bring the good news to somebody in some way, shape, or form. Father, go with us as we leave this service today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have the best week.